The Quest for Europa. Back home in Tyre, Europa's unhappy parents sent Cadmus and his three brothers to find their sister, with firm instructions not even to think of returning home without her. The Tyrians were already famous navigators and traders. Cadmus's brother Phoenix, not to be confused with the bird, would in time succeed Agenor as ruler of the kingdom, which he renamed Phoenicia after himself. The Phoenicians' skill as merchants would bring them great wealth and prestige. They dealt in silks and spices from the Far East, but it was the invention and propagation of the alphabet that gave them such an advantage over their neighbours and rivals. For the first time in human history, any language could be written down according to its sound, which meant the Mediterranean coastline, including North Africa and the Middle East, was able to communicate for the first time using symbols on paper that could be spoken out loud. Before this great Phoenician idea, writing took the form of visual symbols, such as hieroglyphs and pictograms. Like our numbers, these bore no relation to their sound. The written figures 24, for example, give no clue to pronunciation at all, and you'd say the sign differently according to the practices of your language. The alphabetical, i.e. phonetical characters in 24 or 24 or 24 tell you just how to say them. That was the crucial breakthrough. The marks on the page or screen that you interpret whenever you read derive from that Phoenician alphabet. And it was Cadmus who would take his people's marvellous invention to Greece in the course of his long search for Europa. For years they travelled in vain. For some reason, perhaps an unseen divine influence, Crete seems to have been the one place they failed to search. The island that they alighted on for the longest time was Samothrace, far in the northern Aegean. Cadmus's brother Thasos left for a smaller island nearby, called Thasos to this day. On Samothrace there lived a pleiad called Electra, not the tragic Electra, daughter of Agamemnon and Clytemnestra, but another much earlier one. The name is interesting. It is the female form of electro, the word for amber. The Greeks noticed that if you rub amber vigorously with a cloth, it magically attracts dust and fluff. They called this strange property amberiness, from which all our words, electric, electricity, electron, electronic, and so on, derive. The Pleiades, or Seven Sisters, were daughters of Atlas and the Oceanid Pleione. By Zeus, Electra had given birth to two sons, Dardanus — he gave his name to the Dardanelles, site of the ill-fated Gallipoli landings in World War I, and Iasion, as well as a daughter, Harmonia. Cadmus was immediately captivated by Harmonia's beauty and sweet, placid manner, and took her with him on his quest. How willing she was at first is not certain, but the pair left Samothrace and headed for mainland Greece, ostensibly in search of Europa, but really, as far as Cadmus was concerned, in search of a greater purpose.